Welcome back to Talking Baseball, Bill Lasky. And I'll tell you what, I'm so excited to talk to my friend who is rehabbing from Tommy John just about over a year ago, and he's progressing nicely. So let me bring in Tyler Beattie to the show. How you doing, Tyler?
I'm doing great, Bill. Thanks for having me on, man.
Oh, so glad to hear you're up and throwing on a mound against competition. Just watching your first outing, went two-thirds of an inning. You threw 17 pitches, 12 for strikes, two strikeouts. The last outing, you threw two innings. You gave up one hit, 32 pitches. So the progression is on pitch count, I presume. Tell me what you thought of your first two outings.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy with them. Yeah, you know, the first one, it went quicker than I expected. Yeah, obviously I had 20 pitch limit. I faced three batters. Wasn't super efficient, but felt really good that night. And then the following Monday in Vegas, I felt great as well. And just getting to have an up down and get out there for a second inning and almost feel better and feel stronger, a little bit more sharper. The second inning was encouraging and just a good step in the progression. And so, yeah, really happy with it. You know, I've been bouncing back from my outings. That's sort of first priority, is to just get through the outing feeling healthy and then getting through the week and bouncing back. And so just really excited how everything's feeling on that front. And then we'll just keep kind of making things a little bit sharper from outing to outing, which is obviously exciting to do as well.
Yeah, the last time we kind of connected was in spring training and then extended spring training. You started building a pitch count. You were throwing on the side, and you threw some live BPs. When did you start throwing live to hitters?
Actually, not too long ago. It was just at the end of May. I threw two live BPs, one in San Francisco to a couple guys, and then one in Sacramento. And then May 6th was my first outing in Las Vegas. So just threw a couple live BPs, and really just kind of as I got through the bullpen progression, I felt ready to go as I got to 100%. And it was good to take those first few steps and feel comfortable facing hitters again. So, yeah, I was really happy with so far the progression of how you kind of, I'm feeling like it's kind of like riding a bike, going out there facing hitters, and good to face other competition and see myself compete and get some swings and misses. And it's been a lot of fun.
Well, one of the biggest things too, Tyler, when you got a new elbow, you got to test out grips and making sure your arm slot in the right way and the right correction. Is there a lot of tapes that you are watching, video after you throw?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm big just on seeing myself sort of succeed, just kind of visualizing that and watching myself make successful pitches, quality pitches. And it's been good just to kind of have, you know, compiled, you know, the positive throws I've made so far in my first two outings. And I'm really happy with it. You know, I just kind of reference it back to how I was throwing before surgery, not in order to be like I was before, but in order to progress and be even better. And so I'm happy with, you know, how sharp my off-speed pitches are, the kind of the velocity on my fastball, and in location too. I'm really happy with how I'm executing pitches. So it's good.
A lot of good signs, progression,
the way I've thrown.
Yeah, Tyler, progression also on velocity as well as spin rate. Is that all getting better each time you go out?
Yeah, you know, actually was velocity is held pretty good. I think it's, you know, I think for me, I'm throwing harder than I did in 2019, more consistently now, albeit in a kind of smaller sample size with pitch count, but just really happy with the way the ball is coming out and how effortless it is. And yeah, the kind of the metrics on the analytics are positive and maybe even better than before with a lot of my pitches. So that's encouraging.
I'm so excited for you, my friend. I'm so excited that this is starting to fall into place. I know we talked way last year once you had Tommy John did, and you just said, hey, Bill, I'm not going to rush this. I'm going to take brick to brick until I build that wall, and I think this is exactly what I'm hearing from what you're saying.
Sure.
And your next outing is in Oklahoma City. It's the Dodger organization. Is there a pitch count on this, or is it going to be innings? How is the next progression start going to be?
Yeah, tomorrow night it'll be 45 pitches. So, it's, you know, 2 to 3 innings, hopefully efficient enough to get through three and get out there and just continue to improve, man. I'm just really happy with how I'm bouncing back and feeling for each outing. And 45 pitches will be a fun step in the progression tomorrow night.
So I got to ask you, I saw some pictures with you. You got the beard. You got a full beard. You're dropping the long hair on us now, the curly hair. Tyler Beattie, is this the new look that you're throwing us?
It's a new look. It's a new me. You know, I think we got rid of some long-haired guys in the organization, so I figured I'd step in and kind of walk alongside Brandon Crawford as a fellow long-haired guy. And I'm excited about the new identity that I have, and I think it'll translate to good outings on the mound. So
the Enforcer. We're going to have to start calling you a new name with that look, man. You're going to be blowing people away, and people will be scared of that look, Tyler.
That's right. That's the idea. Got to have an intimidation factor, right?
So let's just talk a couple minutes about the Rivercats. You got some great stories down there. Drew Robinson, of course, is the storyline. Tell me your thoughts on as him as a teammate, a companion, talking to him. Tell me just what you think of this young man.
Yeah, I mean, it's been an absolute honor to just be alongside and watch Drew in his first couple games back. And what's been so impressive is just his attitude and perspective. Coming to the ballpark each day or going about the game and just watching him do what he loves the most, and that's play baseball, and he's having a great time with it. It's been remarkable just to see, obviously, his first home run, his first few at-bats in Vegas, albeit around a ton of family and friends for him. And it's been great. Like I said, it's just a tremendous honor to see someone to get through a point in their life which was very difficult and came with a lot of trials, and to see him on the other side of it and to see him happy and to enjoy showing up and doing what he loves. It's been great for all of us to see. And he's made us coming to the ballpark and playing games a lot more fun and enjoyable so far.
Well, our good friend Johnny Doskow gives me a scouting report on the team, and he likes this Bryce Johnson, a center fielder that's kind of come under the radar. Give me your thoughts about Bryce playing center field.
Yeah, and for a lot of people who haven't followed, he's gone under the radar, but a lot of us who have seen him, you know, in spring trainings or just seeing him hit, he's always been talented, and he's putting it together. He's, man, yeah, it's been fun to watch just him barrel up balls at bat after at bat and to just help our team kind of get going early on in the lineup. And so, yeah, he's super impressive. This whole team, I mean, you look at our lineup, there's a lot of guys who can produce. We got a lot of lefties, and then, you know, all of our catchers are righty. So, you know, we're up there putting together a really solid lineup, and you know, the rotation is very impressive, and our bullpen, I think, is a big league bullpen. You know, you got guys going out there throwing upper 90s mm-hmm. with elite stuff, elite off-speed stuff, and it's just been fun to be a part of this group. I think the Giants minor league system over the past few years since I've been a part of it has really grown. I think, you know, a lot of that goes out to Farhan, just the way he's been able to put together this group, and it's been really fun to just be a part of, and it's a really fun group of guys to be around, and it's been exciting for sure.
Well, you got two veterans in Scott Kazmir and Justin Bohr, veterans, especially at the big league level. What are they bringing for the clubhouse presence in their knowledge?
Yeah, I mean, they certainly bring their experience, and they bring the wealth of knowledge that they have of playing for so many years in the big leagues, and it's been great for, you know, the handful of younger guys that we have. And it's even been great for me to just lean on Scott. He's a fellow Houston guy. And he's one of those guys who's just open to having those kind of deep conversations about the game and about how we can improve or you know, do some things in our routine to get better. And so those guys have been great. I know Justin's been great for the hitters to lean on. They're a lot of fun, too. They enjoy being where they're at, which I think maybe for other guys with their experience and years in the game may not – have as much fun showing up at the ballpark as they do. So that's been great for the Rivercats and for all the other guys on the team.
Well, for myself as well as for all the Giants fans that are following you, Tyler, good luck. Keep it going, my friend. We'll keep checking in on your progress. And once and for all, my friend, can't wait to see you in a Giants uniform at Oracle Park.
Same here, Lask. I appreciate you, man. I always appreciate your support and catching up. I look forward to seeing you soon.
Thanks, you. That's Tyler Beatty in Oklahoma City. We'll be right back on Talkin' Baseball 104.5 680 KNBR, the sports leader.